Hi.
We're going to talk about a bar, but you're going to listen and you're going to like it. Do we have to explain the two guys one beaker?
Probably. We're going to have to. I think for shows going forward, you're going to.
I'm not shaving.
But why?
No.
Why?
Nope. Nuh-uh.
So two guys, one beaker. Why are we here?
We work at a bar.
We're going to get so many followers.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. So, I shaved my face for charity, and then I look like Beaker from the Muppets. So here we are, two guys, one beaker. We're going to talk to you about a bar. Just being at a bar. The life of a bar. Working at a bar.
Life of a bouncer.
Life of a bouncer. Why dumbasses get kicked out. Why you shouldn't be doing drugs in the bathroom. Ways to not get kicked out.
Why you should be wearing deodorant.
Why you should. Everybody should be wearing deodorant. If I can smell you from across the bar, I fucking hate you. It's really annoying.
What if it comes out of your ass, though?
That's a little different. That's a natural body function. But if you know you're going out into a crowded space with other people and you smell like ass, take a shower. Well, I came straight from work. Don't.
Have deodorant in your car.
Be a Persian. Spray yourself down with everything. Just don't come in smelling like the...
I just want to play with the effects.
Just don't come in and smell like the inside of my open asshole every time. And if you open your mouth and I can smell a pile of sewage, go home. Brush your teeth. Come back.
Good hygiene is what we're talking about.
Well, the bar etiquette.
Is that going to be our first topic on bar etiquette on our first episode?
Just dive right in.
We're just going to bounce around, I think, because I can't keep one topic. Yeah, we're bouncers and we bounce.
Don't touch me.
I'm not.
Not you, you fuck.
I might.
Bar etiquette.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So
don't fucking touch
me. Things you shouldn't do when you're trying to get a drink at the bar, right? Don't touch the bartenders.
Because if you do, you're going to get your wrist broken.
Yeah.
Probably by the bartender.
They don't want you to touch them at any point in time, should you ever touch somebody other than yourself. And don't touch yourself at the bar.
I mean.
So don't at every point in time ever touch the bartender. They don't want your attention. Don't snap at them. Don't wave money. Don't wave cards. Just wait patiently. They'll fucking get to you. They have a system. And I don't get it.
And don't ask us to get them for you.
Don't ask the bouncers. Hey, can I get a Corona? No. Why not? My shirt says security and you know I haven't done anything all goddamn night. I'm not getting you a drink. Well, can you get their attention?
That's the big one for me. Can you get their attention?
I fucking hate that.
I will, but not for you. I will get it for said person down the other end of the bar because you're being a dick.
Right. If the girlfriend's sitting at the corner of the bar and she wants a beverage, I'll get their attention. If I come in on my night off, I have a system. I just sit there. The bartenders see this and I get a beverage. Do I order? No. Is it wrong? No.
That's not even on your night off. We do that on the nights we work.
I do that every time I'm here.
Yeah.
I went downstairs to get this. Mid-conversation, I'm still talking, but I'm standing there like this, and now I have a beverage. Now, and a backup.
Don't have to dap me or high-five me every time you walk by.
Five high.
Five
high. I'll disagree with that. I think that comes down to the person. Because some of the people, like, if I know you,
I'm not saying
I don't mind touching your
every
hand.
Time.
Every time.
Not every time.
That's what I'm saying.
Once, maybe twice. When you get there, when you leave.
And customers that don't know me, that I don't have a rapport with, it's like,
I don't want to shake your hand.
No, I don't know where your hand's been. It's probably been on your dick. Yeah. I don't want to touch your dicky hand or sticky hand.
Get the fuck away from me.
Go away. Just keep walking past.
We were here when they wanted to charge $100 for a Tito's vodka, right?
You have jizz on your mouth.
That's fine. It's foam.
$100 for...
Yeah, so you go to the bar, you order your drink. Everyone knows what they drink. You don't sit there and go, I think I want... No, just get your fucking drink, get out of the way. All right, there's 100 people here, all behind you, trying to get a beverage, and you're tying up the bartender's time. Don't order a Tito's and vodka. Tito's is the vodka. You're getting the vodka anyway. If you want a Tito's and vodka, it's going to cost you $100. I know you want Tito's and soda.
But what's worse, ordering a Tito's and vodka... Or when the bartender actually gets to you, not knowing what you want
to
drink.
And you immediately turn around to your friends and go, oh, what are we getting? Yeah, don't do that either.
Don't come in on a Friday or Saturday and ask for a drink menu.
You can always tell the rookies because they're like, right. "We have a menu."
You got a menu?
Or they wait till 12:30 when we have to start closing, and then go
order a lemon drop,
order espresso martini, espresso martini. Oh, my favorite was right after COVID. Right, everybody gets to go back out to a bar, and they order. We'll say a Tito soda. Say they order the beverage, right, and they take a sip and go, "There's no vodka in this." You just watched them pour it. You know there's vodka in that. Would I make it better at home? That's because you don't have to care.
Right.
If you get fucked up at home, that's on you.
It's because you have a straw in the vodka bottle.
Now, listen, I love Misa Hands.
Yeah, don't bring fucking pour. Nips.
You know? You pour as much booze in my drink as you want. I'm not going to argue with you if I think it's not enough. I'm not the one who's making it. I'm not the one who has to pay for the bottle.
Yeah, drink more.
Just drink more.
And shut up.
Complainers will get nothing.
We're bouncing.
Can't think of anything funny for that one. We'll just throw them out.
We're bouncers. We throw you out. Why? Because you bring nips into the bar.
Oh, fucking nips. Let's go out to this place that sells alcohol. We're going to bring our own. No.
Just stay home and drink. We talked about this the other night.
Yeah.
Stay home and drink. It's cheaper. Yeah, you're not going to get arrested. You're not going to
crash. Then we kick them out for the nips, and they're like, I don't understand why I can't have these in the bar.
Because we sell you to booze.
Right.
You can't bring snacks to the movie theater. Everybody does, but you can't.
I mean, I do.
I mean, I do, but no one's in the theater to catch me. And no one around me is going to narc because they did the same thing. Right.
But at a bar, it's different.
At a bar, it's different. Our whole income is... Restaurants don't make money on food. You do, but the percentage is so low. I don't know if that's actually true, but I... You know, the profit on food is so much lower than the profit on booze. Because this drink cost me, what, $10? Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of booze. If I get a second one, I've paid for one of the two bottles of which is over there. I've paid for one of the two bottles of which booze went into this. And the other ingredient is coffee and ice. Jameson Bailey's iced coffee. Nom, 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 nom. Add some sugar. Top tier. But the money, profit you make on booze is through the roof. And that's because it's what people will pay for.
Yeah.
You come out to a bar, you know you're going to spend roughly $10.
You don't bring a cheeseburger to KKD's.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you don't go to KKD's with a cheeseburger and fries and go, I just want a water. No, you can't do that. Now, the people who come in and just order water, Dancing Man, I love Dancing Man. It's my boy. We will have him here one day. I don't care. He comes in. I don't think he drinks at all. I've never seen him with
water.
A beverage.
No.
If it is, it's water.
Yeah.
He gets a water and he dances. And one day I asked him, I think it was at T-Bones when I asked him. But I asked him, he goes, well, I got to do something to lose this weight. And that I felt that. I felt it right here.
Because you're fat?
Okay, I am not a small man. Unless you ask the ladies.
Do you want me to say the number?
What number?
Your fatness number?
Please don't. Let's just say I stepped on a pallet scale in a warehouse and it ruined my week.
He broke the pallet scale.
I did not break it, but I ruined Monday morning, 6 o'clock. You don't weigh yourself. And I did.
So Dancing Man, water.
Mm. Guy comes in, gets a water, and just dances. Lives his best life.
By himself.
Comes in with no friends. He knows people here.
Oh, yeah.
But he doesn't come in with anybody. Works some government job because I seen him going into work one day in the city. It was real creepy, but I did tell him that. So, you know, we had something to talk about. But comes in generally alone and just dances. Doesn't give a fuck what people think about him. Doesn't give a fuck what people say about him. And if somebody fucked with him, I'd kill him. He's the one person in the bar that I would murder for having no... I don't even know his name.
It was Dancing Man.
But he comes in and he dances.
Yeah.
I wish... He, again, comes in alone and dances. Doesn't drink, I think... I wish I had his. I'm a confident man. I wish I had his.
I am not that confident.
I am not that confident. I don't dance.
I don't like going outside with my shirt off.
I don't. I didn't dance before I broke my leg. I didn't dance after I broke my leg. But I'm not a dancer. I can be as confident as I need to be otherwise, but I am not dancing in a crowd of people that I've never met before.
Twerking. Nonetheless,
Little man will twerk. Little man will fucking.
I think this man
do the salsa if we gave him the room.
He can out twerk. I think. 90% of the clientele that we have come in here.
90% of the clientele that come in here don't have an ass.
That is true. He got a point.
Yeah, he got
a small point, but it's a point.
That's what she said.
Ugh.
What else we got for bar etiquette?
You know, before we started recording, we had so much.
That's why I said bring the notebook, and you threw it on the ground.
The notebook just says bar etiquette.
Wow. We're so unprepared.
We didn't do bullet points for bar etiquette because
we have a lot of bullet points.
We have a lot of
bullet points. Technically, they're all kind of bar etiquette.
They're all kind of bar etiquette, yes.
What about attire? Clothing?
Is there attire, yeah. So everywhere is different.
Phil, right? For a hot second, literally thought you meant attire.
Like a round tire, a tire for a car.
I'm not even going to say that he's wrong because I did.
I saw the look on his face.
He was like, a tire, a donut.
So
I'm hungry.
So everywhere is a little different with a tire, right? So when I worked at T-Bones,
yeah, they're flat, right, they're filled.
Men had a dress code, right? You couldn't come in sweatpants for very pointy reasons. You can't dance around the dance floor full mast in sweatpants without somebody possibly getting uncomfortable, and we had to avoid the possibility. Men weren't allowed to wear tank tops or sleeveless jerseys because those guys are the ones that come into the bar and think they're the alpha dogs and always cause a problem.
Yep.
Being a sports bar, we don't do that, and I get it. But those are the people we have a problem with. Women have to wear clothes. Doesn't have to be a lot. We've always had that. We have that girl that comes in basically a bra. In the summer,
we've seen more lingerie.
We've seen a lot of lingerie.
So much lingerie.
And some nights it's kind of like a Victoria's Secret ugly contest.
And we end up asking, right? So we have to ask our boss mom if it's allowed. And she says, I like titties. So we go with it.
I love the fact that she likes to point out girls that have nice racks too.
I love that we take bets on which one's going to pop out first.
Or on those nights where it's like 800 pounds of boob.
If you come in with tits as big as my head in a shirt that both of us could fit into, we're going to question when they pop out. That is a fact.
There is a bet going on. Quietly.
There is a bet. You might have heard of it, but there's definitely a bet going on. And when it happens, somebody's going to have to ask you to put them away.
And there have been nights that we've seen nipple before 9:30.
There have been nights we've seen nipple before we walked in.
Attire.
Got distracted by boobs.
Yeah. Don't come into the bar with flip-flops. That's a bad idea for everybody involved. Don't take your shoes off. If you're the kind of person that takes your shoes off in a bar or on an airplane, I hope something bad happens to you in the near future.
Because we all know what happens at a bar.
This floor is sticky now. It is 11 o'clock in the morning. Nobody's been up here since last night, and they've cleaned it. And I'm wearing work boots. I'm not touching the bottom of my boots. The floor is sticky. Why would you put your feet on that?
Drinks fall, glasses break. You're going to cut your feet.
Drinks fall, glasses break. And then when you do cut yourself after a glass has been dropped, cleaned up, maybe we miss a small little fragment and you put your bare ass foot on it. That's not my problem.
Someone
anymore.
Pisses their pants.
That's your dumbass.
That's on the floor.
Somebody pisses their pants. You'll make it so you can get your pants off when you're drunk. I wear a belt, but I can get it off when I'm drunk.
No, you can't.
I can't get me off, but I can get the belt off.
If you're going to take a shit in the bathroom, don't fall asleep on the shitter.
Is that a bar etiquette topic or our greatest hits?
It's kind of both.
Yeah.
So if we can replay it.
Bar etiquette until the door hit his face.
If you're going to get so drunk you start getting sleepy, go home. Don't stay at a bar. If you fall asleep on the bar, I'll kick you. Oh.
Don't try to fight us when you're falling asleep at the bar.
Don't try to fight us because you're falling asleep.
If we wake you up because you've fallen asleep, don't try and swing.
It's time for you to leave.
Just leave. Come back tomorrow. When you're awake, so you can fall asleep again, we can throw you out again.
I tell people at my day job, we have this one lady, older lady, older than me, which I'm, 30? The nicest lady on the planet. There's nothing I wouldn't do for her because she's so nice, I would feel bad to say no. I told her I worked at a bar, and she goes, oh, that's so dangerous. Like, are you ever going to quit? I don't make enough money to even think about it. So no.
Or are you allowed to?
Nor am I allowed to. I've tried
we've
to quit
thought
every day.
About it.
Every day, every night I've worked, I've tried to quit. It doesn't happen.
We walk in saying we're going to quit.
And then we get told our contracts are extended. We didn't sign a contract.
We get voluntold we're staying.
I hope getting this close to the mic does the...
It does the dramatic effect.
I hope it does the dramatic effect.
Hello. Yes.
That's why my voice gets lower as I get closer.
Because your balls aren't dropping again?
What balls? They're in a jar somewhere. Up the street. Who the fuck was I going with this? Working at the bar, it being dangerous, not being able to quit, bar etiquette.
Sleeping. Falling asleep on the shitter. Having a door hit you in the face.
Oh, no, yeah. So I like to tell her, I'm like, I'm not a small man. I'm the third smallest man we have.
Are you?
In some way, shape, or so. Nick smaller than me. Austin smaller than me.
Shorter than you.
You're shorter than me, but we're roughly the same size. So I just.
But you weigh more than me.
I weigh more, but you're taller. I weigh more than Chris, but Chris is taller. I weigh more than Russell. Russell might be taller than me.
I think Chris is the tallest.
Chris is 100%. Tall, dark, and handsome.
But Mark has muscles. Muscles have muscles.
Mark's wider than me. Not weight, but like.
Because his muscles have
broader
muscles.
Broader than me. Yeah.
Yeah.
His muscles have muscles.
Yeah.
Which have muscles.
And his tattoos have muscles, which have more muscles.
Yes.
Mark is fucking huge.
And people like to fuck with him.
I don't know.
No. I don't know how he fits through the doors.
Love you, Mark.
Sideways. I hope you can see the wink. But yeah, so when we walk up to somebody and say, hey, man, you're leaving, if you tell us to fuck off, no, you're leaving. You have three options. You can walk out of here. You can get physical. We could drag you out of here. Or we can just call the police and they can escort you out of here and we can tell you you can't come back. People don't like to remember that last part.
We've done all
the bar. We have the right to refuse service to anybody for any reason. Now, I'm not going to kick somebody out just for the color of their skin or their sexual orientation. That's discrimination.
That's what we get threatened with
every
time.
That's what we get threatened with every time.
Oh, it's because I'm this, because I'm that. No, because you fucking fell asleep at the bar.
When I was across the street, we had this one dude on the dance floor dancing around like an asshole. Kept bumping into people. We were like, hey, man, you need to calm down. Okay. Wouldn't calm down. So we're like, all right, man, you need to leave. He didn't want to get physical, so we didn't get physical, right? Because you can't escalate the situation. He wouldn't let us guide him. So we said, fine, we'll just get the police. As soon as you started saying that we were racist for trying to kick you out, we're all white. We were all white. We had one guy that's 100% Portuguese, but that's still white. Fine, you want to throw the racial card but not get physical? We'll get you out of the bar. You're leaving. So we had the police come over. That was back when this bar had the details pre-COVID.
Yep.
So they came over. Walk the dude out, three of them, and the whole way out. Oh, you guys are racist. You're racist. You're racist. Kick out the black man. Kick out the black man. No. You're an asshole. Because as soon as he walked out the door, he said to all the men of color in line, don't go in there. They're racist. You know the guy that was here the other night? Yellow shirt?
Friday night?
He was here Friday night, yeah.
No.
The older black guy that comes in, always has a hat. He was here last night, too.
The one we kicked out?
No, the one at the end of the night, he was wearing a yellow t-shirt. He was standing over here in the corner for a lot of the night.
I don't remember him.
But I remember him from my days at T-Bones, and he's standing in the line with all his guys. And this dude walks out, oh, they're fucking racist. And I'm at the door, and I'm like, I'm not racist, you're an idiot. So they come up to the front, I give him a stamp. They go, what the fuck was that about? I'm like, we kicked him out because he was being a dick on the dance floor. And he's calling us racist. All the guys in line are colored gentlemen, all dapping me up because they know me. They respect me. I know them. I respect them. I might not know their names. I don't know names. Don't ask me your name. I probably forgot it. But I recognize your face. And these are all decent people we've never had a problem with. So they come in. Everything's fine. I'm not worried about them. But just because I'm kicking you out doesn't mean I hate a race. Or if you're gay. I'm not kicking you out because you're homosexual.
I hate running races.
You're an asshole.
I hate running races because I'm fat.
Yeah, I don't run the races. I run my mouth. It's the only thing I'm running nowadays.
And drinks.
Gotta run that tab up, you know what I'm saying?
But
I think it got wet.
That's what she said.
Something did.
I gotta say too that when we ask you to leave and you try and get physical, you're not gonna win.
No, because we're all angry and sober.
We got a lot of find out to give. We're just waiting for you to fuck around.
Because if you're gonna fuck around, no matter how big, how many people you have, people here at the bar that we work at also have our back.
So there's five of us on a night.
You're not going to win.
There's five of us on a night. And again, I'm not the smallest. I'm not the biggest. You're not the smallest. I'm bigger than you, so you're not the biggest.
And we've had close to...
But nobody wants to punch me.
Which is... Everybody punches me, and I have to eat it. And
well, you eat a lot of things.
Yeah, shut up.
But we've had... on a night for bouncers to have close to almost a ton of weight. Literally, a ton.
We put a ton of man meat in the corner of the bar upstairs and worried that the floor was going to give. Yes, yes, that has happened. We did the math. It was back when...
Justin, rest in peace. Yeah,
Justin and Malcolm.
Tons of man meat.
Oh, yeah. Home. Those two right there are half a ton.
Right there, half a ton easy. Almost. Tons 2,000, so they were pretty close.
They're probably about... Yeah,
it was about like six something, seven.
Easily, seven yeah. Something.
But... there might only be four of us. You could come in with six of you and six other people. There's only four of us. You think you got the numbers.
But as soon as things start to go bad for us, depending on the DJ, the DJ's going to come. The DJ's got friends. We have friends that come to the bar regularly. Even the smallest guy that comes in is like, hey, man, I got your back. It's like, thanks. I'm not going to need it.
But it's there.
Any given moment, we have at least 10 people in the bar who are willing to jump in with us.
Yeah. And then the night I got punched in your fight that I got charged for, we'll cover that in another topic.
It wasn't my fault.
Three regulars are there with me while I'm alone. This is not going to end well for them. I mean,
the fight
Jeff was here too. He wasn't even working.
And the fight that Malcolm and I got in, and Malcolm got charged for.
The one outside in the street during COVID?
Yep, during that COVID.
Because she...
That was the night before we shut the bars down, I think at 10.
That was when I was here on crutches, right?
You were here on crutches and Joe was drinking. And Joe was pissing me off that night.
Joe, Vic, and I were drinking and we're sitting right there in the window. And
that's when Hooper got punched in the mouth. Because Hooper came out to help us.
And I looked out. There's a fight going on. So I'm like, Joe, go help him.
Mm-hmm.
I can't walk. And
he supposedly hit a deer with his fucking motorcycle.
Speculation. I hit a deer with Joe's motorcycle. I have the x-rays to prove it.
Can you fit on a big wheel?
It's the only thing I can fit on.
Joe can't drive a motorcycle. He's too small.
Joe's got a bigger bike than I do.
Tiny penis.
Joe's current bike is bigger than the one that I wrapped around the deer.
Is it because he has a small dick? He has a small dick.
He did just spend $7,000 upgrading it. I don't know what that says about
him. What, his dick or his bike?
Depending on who you ask, it's the same thing.
And there was a gun.
Another topic for later. But yeah, just because we kick somebody out doesn't mean that we hate a single group of people.
No.
If you happen to be a man of color and you're an asshole, you're an asshole. We kick out white people all the time.
And if we continue to keep kicking you out, we're going to start hating you.
And then we get down to the next fun part. Women are also going to be kicked out. It happens. You can't walk into a bar and start punching people in the face. That is assault still.
Mm-hmm.
Still against the rules. And we will kick you out. And if we kick you out for punching somebody, you can't go, but I'm a girl.
Y'all want equal rights.
That doesn't change the law. The law doesn't say men can't assault anybody, but women are fair play. It's still assault. You start punching people in the bar, you're now an unruly customer.
Assault.
And if you hit me, I'll let you get one. I'm not going out of my way to punch a woman. You can hit me once. On the second time, I'm going to stop you. And if you try to hit me again, I will throw you.
Well, you're going to wrap her up.
But by then the bartenders have come over because they're all women and save the day. Kay has always got my back.
And Hannah. When Hannah works.
Save the day. I've never had an issue with Hannah there, but I've always said every time I've had an issue and Kay's been there, Kay has been there.
Oh, 1,000%. Kay should be a bouncer.
That's why she saved the day, Kay.
I like that.
It rhymes. B, there was the night that the girl kept touching my face and then Kay used her face to open the back door.
Then there was a fight out front that they called Mark the F word and not fuck.
Yep.
So and then Kay wrapped up the girl.
She was calling me that word.
Yes. And then Mark came over and then Kay got in the girl's face.
I would say that also falls under bar etiquette or being a decent human being. You don't know anybody or where they come from unless you actually know somebody, in which case it's different. But a stranger you meet at a bar, maybe a bar employee, you don't know anything about them. You don't know their way of life, what they choose to do, or who they choose to put themselves inside of. So by calling one bouncer can we say it on a podcast? Are you ready? Calling a bouncer
yes, it worked.
You don't know if any of the other bouncers happen to be gay or happen to have been traumatized by that word. I don't know if traumatized is the word I want, but it's the word I'm going to use.
The working word.
But if that's their choice of lifestyle, fucking great.
If that's their choice of life, I don't care. You sleep with who you want. You're not sleeping with
me. If you're happy, you're happy.
If you're happy, you're happy. As long as they're happy and willing, I don't care.
But you don't come into the bar and start throwing, because that's also a hate crime.
That's a hate crime. You can't start throwing that word around just because it's the end of the night. We're not letting you back in the bar while you wait for your Uber. Bar etiquette. If you're waiting for an Uber, if you Uber to the bar, good for you. You're not going to crash on the way home. And if you do, it's not your fault. You won't lose your license. But you can't wait in the bar after close.
I got one on that one too, bar etiquette. If you come in half naked and it's winter time, you cannot wait inside for your Uber because you're half naked. Not my fault.
When it's 13 degrees outside and you run up in short shirts and a fucking tank top and you're like, it's so cold outside. Yeah, bitch, it's winter in New England. You're wearing nothing.
You're wearing lingerie and your nipples are pierced. Of course.
I wear more clothes to bed than you are currently wearing in public. My underwear is more fabric than everything you're wearing, which to some women doesn't say much. I'm a big boy. But you can't, if it's 13 degrees outside, if it's winter in New England, where the weather changes every 15 minutes and you are complaining that it's cold, this is your fault. Nobody said, oh, it's going to be 95 tonight. No, it's going to be 35 tonight. Put some clothes on.
New England.
It's New England. It's cold. Get over it.
Bar etiquette. We don't have a fucking coat room. Don't ask me. I don't care.
And I get some do. So
you bring your fucking coat, you carry it, put it in the corner, take the risk of it being stolen.
Yeah.
That's your fault.
So, I mean, some places do a coat room, but we're not that kind of place.
But you've been here enough times for the repeat customers that keep coming in?
For the repeat customer, because 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a repeat customer who's asking us. Some people will come up and be like, hey, you guys don't have a coat room, right? It's like, no, I'll answer that, no problem, because you're asking, hey, honestly. But
can you put this behind the bar? No, I don't know you. It's not going to. But why? Because I don't know you.
But her coat's behind the bar. That's my girlfriend. I have to take care of that coat. Because if I don't, I have to buy that coat again. And I'm not buying that coat again. It's not happening.
Just buy it a baby cap. She's small enough.
Yeah, true. But yeah, no, we don't have a coat room. And if you're as big as my thumb and you're complaining that it's cold, put a coat on. No, you can't wait in the bar.
Anybody else notice he said thumb and looked at his pinky?
Yes.
Salute.
If you call us a name, we're going to call you one back. Probably worse than what you called us.
Yeah. We have a lot of time to think about it while we wait for you to fuck around.
And we have our group chats, so we already have names picked out for everybody. Well,
and we all know what's happening. As long as we've looked at our phone that night, we all know what's happening. The guys that are off will come in if they think we're having a bad night. Or the guys that are working will know, hey, that guy just peed on himself. Like, we're all going to know.
Hey, why don't you smile? We already know who
that guy is.
if I kick somebody out and I'm being nice about it because I know them and they finally admitted what they did was wrong, I'm going to trust that they're going to leave. I'm still going to tell everybody you're leaving. And if you don't leave, everybody else is going to get you to leave. And that happened, what, last week?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I know what you were doing. You need to leave. Oh, I wasn't doing it. I seen it. All right, I'll leave. You're right. You caught me. I'll be honest. All right, thank you.
Just be honest.
Go home.
And then leave.
I'm not going to say anything. Just as long as you leave right now, you'll be fine. You can come back tomorrow. Go downstairs
and get another drink.
Goes downstairs, orders another drink. Like, I'm not going to tell everybody working that you're leaving. I might not tell them why. But you are not allowed here tonight.
Are we talking about booger sugar?
Yes. Weird. Yeah.
Booger sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to your car.
Go to your car. If you're going to do drugs in a bar.
Don't do them in the bar. Because you're going to get caught.
Do it off the trash can outside.
And if you get caught. Do it. Walk outside the door. Take a few steps out of the front door. Right there in the street. I don't care.
You can do it on the windowsill as long as it's outside.
Yeah.
And if you go on
somebody else's windowsill.
Yeah, not ours. Go across the street.
Yeah, if we see you doing it on our windowsill, I'm just going to assume it's the same as the bathroom.
Fair. But if you're a dude and you go into another in the stall with another dude.
If two men walk into a bar bathroom together.
What are they doing? They're either blowing each other or they're doing coke.
Yeah.
Or they're doing coke off each other's dick.
Yeah.
Dick dingers.
I kind of want to walk into that.
No, I had a different incident Friday. So you guys went into the single occupancy stall. One of them was so drunk he started slamming the bathroom door. So I went over, I went into the bathroom. He did it again while I was standing in front of the door. So I booted the door, hit him in the face, said, you're leaving. He tried to slam it on me. I hit him with the door again and said, you're leaving. And he went, all right, man, I'm going. And he left. Tried to come back in 3 more times, but he left.
Six. It was like 6 times.
Was it 6?
Yeah. He got in past Mitch once because Mitch had a line.
I forgot what he looked like and I had a line.
And he came back in. He's like, I'm just trying to get my friends. I'm like, no, you're fucking leaving again.
We'll get
this is the fourth time. Next time you're going in the trash can.
Yeah. We have a trash right out front. We will put you in it.
I've put people almost through it.
My favorite is when we go to kick somebody out and they're like, hey man, you can't do that.
I can do what the fuck I want.
So state law within says reason. We reserve the right to refuse service to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we can trespass you from the bar. So if we ask you to leave, you have to be an agent of the bar and or the owner because we have the security. And an employee, we act as agents of the bar. So if we ask you to leave,
I want a new work shirt that says agent.
If we ask you to leave and you don't leave, you are now trespassing. And we can either call the police and have you removed from the building, or we can remove you from the building. Now, I'm not going to punch you in the face if you don't deserve it. And by that, I mean, if you haven't tried to hit me, I'm not going to hit you.
We're never going to swing first.
But I will definitely guide. And that's hand on the shoulder. Hey, man, you're leaving. Open. Gentle, you're leaving. I might put a little force behind it to guide you, but I'm not hitting you. But if you refuse to say after we, if you refuse to leave after we tell you to, you're going to leave. That is That's it. You're leaving. You know what people should do?
Not be stupid.
Not be stupid is a good one.
It's asking for a lot.
I know. We are at a bar.
I have no faith in humanity, but look up where you are. How many times, we've all worked the door. How many times do we see people go out with a drink?
A lot Friday night.
All the time.
Know the laws and regulations in the places that you are doing stupid things in. So if you go to a bar in Vegas and they say, yeah, you can leave with a drink.
It's Vegas. You can buy them on the street.
Right. But you can drink outside in Vegas.
Right.
You can't drink outside up here.
No.
So if you go to leave with a drink and we're like, you can't leave with that. Why not? Because it's a fucking law.
Don't try and hide it. We're going to find it.
Don't try and hide it. We'll find it. Don't
try and sneak it. If you hide it and try and sneak it when we say give it back and you say no, we're going to hit you wherever the drink is and you're going to have wet pants.
Oh, so my favorite is we give them drinks in plastic cups. If you walk outside with a plastic cup and it's full and you're just chilling on in front of the bar drinking, I'm just going to walk out and squeeze it. Now you have no drink.
And you're wet.
And you can't come back in now.
And you're wet. Hopefully it's winter.
Hopefully it's wet. Yeah.
Was it Friday? It happened Friday night.
Those two people outside.
The whole group walked outside. One guy had a Corona in his jacket. I look out the window and he's like,
if you know you have to hide it, don't do it.
Because you know the rules because you're hiding it.
And if you get caught and we didn't stop you, I don't know what the chances are that we can explain to the authorities that are
authorities that be
that we didn't know that you left with a beverage. But if we get caught letting people leave with beverages, we can lose our liquor license or bar.
Now, if you legit walk out because you're in a nice buzz going and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll take your drink and put it on the ledge. You go outside and come back in.
But if you're a complete smoke, we'll keep your drink safe.
As long as you are like, oh shit, I'm sorry. Yeah. But if you're a dick about it, try and hide it. And then when we go out and like, you guys are so rude. Well, bitch, you can't drink outside in Massachusetts.
Right. You can't walk outside with a beverage from a bar. It's just a water. Doesn't matter. We might know it's water. You might know it's water, but the authorities it be might say it's vodka and
open tequila from a bar.
Tequila and water look the same.
I hate that one.
What?
I said it's an open container leaving a bar. Doesn't matter what it looks like or what it is.
I don't even walk out with my plastic cup of water every night I work.
And you can't bring containers back into the bar.
If you come in with a backpack and or another bottle and we say, hey, man, you can't have that. The backpack should be self-explanatory. The bottle, it's just a Coke. I don't know that.
It's just a Gatorade mixed with vodka.
Same reason you can't be drinking. Yeah. Well, Gatorade's best. You take a Gatorade bottle. You either drink it or pour it out to the lip of the bottle, you know, the head of the bottle, and then you fill it up with vodka, and that's a good drink. I won't tell you what my friends in college called it, but it's a good drink.
But you can't bring it to the bar.
But you can't bring it into the bar.
It's not BYOB.
It's just Gatorade.
Is it there? Is it though?
If it's unopened, maybe.
Even then, I won't because even then, they can go into the bathroom with a nip
and dump it in, and now you've got free drinks. And the whole point of coming to a bar on our side is that you will spend money here to afford still being a business.
Mm-hmm.
We're drinking at a bar during this podcast. I'm still paying for this drink. I work here, still paying for this, and a bottle of champagne for the missus.
Such a nice boyfriend sometimes.
I'm a wonderful boyfriend all the time.
And then he breathes.
And she gets mad.
That he breathes.
So are you still alive? I'm sorry. People keep trying.
Bar etiquette.
If the bathroom says single person or single occupancy and three of you go in, that's a problem.
There's one. Some might not know what single occupancy means.
So some people don't know what single means.
Some might can't even read.
That's fair.
If you walk into a bathroom and there's just a toilet and a sink,
don't pee in the sink.
There should be one of you in there. Don't pee in the sink. Was it Mark who had that?
Mark walked in on a guy in the sink, just whipped his dick out and just pissing in the sink.
This was a urinal and a stall, and this dude's pissing in the sink because the other two are occupied. It's like, I get it. When you got to go, you got to go.
But go outside in a bush.
You're a guy. You can pinch it.
Or go in a bush.
Or go in a bush.
We had a girl leave the other night, says, I'm going to go pee outside real quick because the bathroom's too busy. Great. Go outside.
Perfect.
Fucking great. I'm proud of you.
That way, at the end of the night, when we tell you to leave and you say, no, I have to pee first, we already know you'll pee outside. When we tell you to leave at the end of the night, we have to have everybody out by a certain time.
But nobody gets that. Nobody gets here till 1 o'clock. No, no, you fucking can't. You cannot be here till 1 o'clock.
You leave when we tell you to leave. We have to clear the bar. Everybody has to be out of the bar by 1 o'clock. You're not losing anything because we've already done last call. You're not getting another beverage. leave. If it's 12:50, I'm like, hey man, get out. Oh, I just gotta pee real quick. We took this last 30 minutes ago. You got your last drink 20 minutes ago. You had finished it 10 minutes ago, and you're still here. There is no more. I just gotta pee. I'm waiting on my Uber. Why? He's gonna be here in 16 minutes. It's 12:55. You need to be out of the bar. But we're waiting on our Uber. That is not our problem. It's time for you to leave. But it's cold.
But I gotta pee. I gotta use the bathroom.
Can I just get another drink? No.
Can I get a water to go?
No. Go outside.
I'm with the DJ. Bitch, no, you're not. We know who's with the DJ.
It's the same DJs we have all the time. You're a new face. We don't know you. You didn't go near the DJ once tonight. He didn't say anything about it right now. And the DJ is right there saying, I don't know who that bitch is.
You didn't walk in with the DJ. You didn't plug up.
Well, most people with the DJ don't walk in with the DJ.
A good portion.
I mean, Richie's girlfriend does.
Yeah.
You think they're dating? Are they dating?
Yes. That's, yeah. Yes.
I know her last name. She blew her mind, but I know her brother.
You blew her brother?
No.
Oh,
unless
I wasn't listening.
Unless I'm thinking of the friend of the girl. I don't actually know who the girlfriend is.
This I know Jim Rosie and his wife walking together when she
Rosie
comes.
And his wife coming together.
Hayes has his group that shows up later.
Yeah.
Kate shows up later. But they're not also like.
But like we know them.
Right.
We know who's with most of the DJ. If it's a new DJ, we'll ask them.
Or Chase,
are they with you? And you say they say no, you're leaving. You could be friends with the DJ.
But you're not with.
Hey, is he with you tonight? Yeah, no, he's not. All right, you got to go.
If it's Jack, you got to ask because it could be one or it could be seven.
And three speakers.
Or four.
But with that, too, with the DJ, if there's a line outside, you're not skipping the line because you're with the DJ. You're waiting in that line.
Same thing with going upstairs.
That's the same thing as leaving.
I mean,
you check with, you ask the DJ if he's got people that are coming.
Unless we know you. Right. If Kate goes to come in, Hayes is working.
Yeah, of course.
She's skipping the line. We know Kate.
Right.
If she has friends.
Depends on what friend.
Don't know.
Depends on the friend.
I'm still going to need to see an ID.
Oh, IDs.
IDs.
What a transition.
Drinking.
Oh, fuck. IDs.
IDs. So
IDs at a bar.
In Massachusetts, you have to have a valid ID. Now, that ID has to
either be a federal ID.
Well, no, because they're issued by the state.
True.
You either need to have a valid, not expired.
Not an LTC.
Not fake.
Driver's license.
Passport.
Passport. Passport's great because you can come from anywhere. You can have any passport anywhere in the world. And if it's a valid passport, which means
or
it's
passport not expired, card.
Or passport card.
Military
if,
ID.
Military ID. If they're not expired.
Those I don't think them. Those expire.
Not if you're which active, ones? No.
Not if you're active.
Not if you're active.
Military.
Russell's is expired. What but
he served.
Russell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Military police. Graduated Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and stationed out at Fort Lewis, Washington. That was my selling point in getting him the job because he was military police.
Much of a bitch as he is, he works here. Thank you for your service, Russell.
But you need to have a valid ID. So a driver's license, an identification card, like a state issued identification card.
Laminated, solid.
Laminated, not solid, paper. Not paper. If you come in, if your ID expired on your birthday, which was yesterday.
Yeah, with I'd say within a week is within
a week. If your ID expired within a week and you come in with both the solid and the paper,
chances are we're going to let you in.
Chances are we're going to let you in. If you come in and your ID expired 3 years ago and you come in with a paper ID, I'm not taking that. If you show up and you hand me your license to carry, nope. I understand in the state of Massachusetts you have to be 21 to get an LTC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not going to accept it.
Nope.
Because I can't.
It does pass the scanner, though, which is weird.
Yes, and I don't understand why, because it is a state-issued ID, and it does have an expiration. I don't think it has a birthday, but because you have to be 21, I get it.
But it has to have your physical birthday on it.
It has to have, and it might. I don't know. You pull yours out, and you let me know. If you come in and you give me your college ID, I'm not taking that.
It's got a birth date on it.
Does it?
Yeah, it's on the back.
Either way, everywhere I've ever worked has said that they're not valid.
Yeah.
And I'm... Pretty, you're just out of Virginia? Let me see that.
No, it's from here.
It says Virginia.
I'm from Virginia.
Oh, place of birth. Date of birth.
Because here's the thing.
And it's got a picture, and it's got an expiration. But this is not going to make me let you into the bar anymore.
It has all the qualifiers, but no, it doesn't work.
It has all
does
the
not
qualifiers.
Qualify
doesn't qualify. We had a guy last night who tried to hand me his LTC, and I was like, I can't take that. Why not? Because we can't. I need to have another ID. Well, since when?
Since ever.
Some places might. I'm not putting our liquor license on that line. Some places might. You do technically have an ID. It is technically state issue. I'm not taking that. I've been told no, and I'm not taking it.
Now, there are some regulars that we know they're here every weekend. We just stand. But if you're that regular and we ask for your ID, because whatever, it's a special night.
You're going to give it to us.
And if you don't have it, you're not coming in.
If you're a regular and we know you, do we say names for this one? Can I pull a name out of a hat?
One name.
I'm going to use Blake.
Okay.
Everybody knows Blake here. If Blake comes in and I ask him for his ID, he's going to be like, really? Like, yeah, we've had ABC out. We got to make sure everybody has it. I know you're 21. I just have to look at the expiration.
If ABC comes in, they don't have their ID. We can.
ABC's not coming. Yeah.
We lose our liquor license.
Well, true. Yeah. If we lose our liquor license, we're not going to stay open late to make food.
We're a soda bar at that point.
Yeah. And I'm not coming here for the Coke.
A cola.
Good save. I'm coming here for the...
Now,
the Jack and Coke.
I prefer Pepsi.
Another one of my bar etiquettes on IDs is
you pull it out, hand it to me.
That's what she said. People who come in with badges only.
If you walk into a bar and I say, hey, man, I need your ID, and you give me your ID, but your wife doesn't have their ID, or your girlfriend doesn't have their ID, or your boyfriend, I don't judge, or you're a female officer, I get it. And you go, hey, they don't need it. I have a badge. And it's like, well, you have a badge. You know that they actually do need it.
And you yourself don't have your ID and you're flashing your badge on that one.
It all depends on the badge you're flashing. There was one night a Plymouth cop came who didn't have her ID, but she has had my back. She can come in. I like her. She was cool. I didn't realize it was her while she was sitting down. As soon as she stood up and I went, damn, she's good. You know exactly what I'm talking
about. But it's also how you represent yourself at the door when we say, show me your ID.
Right.
If you're a complete dick.
I come here all the time.
If you don't.
It's great.
If you flash an MBTA badge, it doesn't work.
If you're a transit cop, just keep the badge away.
If you say you come here all the time and we don't know you, you don't come here all the time. Because the three of us are majority on every weekend.
Right. If we've kicked you out of the bar,
we have a list.
We have a list. A list of all the slots I missed.
We need to update that list.
We need to put all the IDs on the wall.
Wall of shame.
All the fake IDs for the wall of shame.
We have so many fake IDs.
We could cover the entire foyer, then some.
Yeah.
Don't bring a fake ID to the bar.
Don't bring a fake ID.
We're going to fucking find it.
So here's my rule. And not everyone has the same idea. But this is mine. If you come to War Bar, any bar I'm working, which is just this one right now, but any bar in the past, and you give me a fake ID, if I can't tell, or if it's an out-of-state, because you can't fake a Massachusetts ID, is one of the hardest IDs to fake.
But we found them.
And I can read through, but you can read through the lines. Like, real quick, you can look at it and go, this isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lady give me a Maine. You know the Maine ID. I have a Maine ID in my wallet.
I have one in my car.
Because it was my first.
I have one at home.
And it was an out-of-state ID, so I scanned it.
Not my ID, though.
I scanned it. The scanner said no. And I looked at it and I'm like, oh, this is definitely fake. So I scan it again. I asked the girl, how old are you really? And she lied and told me the fake age on the ID. And I went, all right, well, this is fake. And I'm keeping it because you lied to me. If she had told me she was 19, I'd have gave it back and said, good luck somewhere else, but you're not coming here.
I don't give it back.
I don't care.
I give them the offer. If they're honest with me, it's not my problem anymore. Good luck somewhere else. No, there's no guarantee. There's no reason for me to have to take it. You know what I mean? Like I don't get anything for taking it. The police aren't congratulating
me. I get the satisfaction of, well, you fucked up. You could have waited another year.
But if I scan it and ask you how old you really are and you tell me the truth, I will give it back. But if I have to ask a second time how old you really are, it's mine now because you've lied to me at least once. Twice, technically, by giving me the fake idea. It's a lie.
I don't give it back. And if they argue with me, I just tell them, I'm not going to be complicit in supplying you a false ID.
And again, if I scan it and it comes up fake and I scan it again and go, hold, are you really? And you tell me that you're really only 19, I'll give it back. You were honest with me. Good luck somewhere else, but you're not coming here. Mm. I'll even point them in a direction of a place that should get shut down because they allow it.
But it's my ID.
But if I scan it, it comes up fake.
Trash.
And I ask you and you lie to me and I go, this is fake. I'm keeping it. Well, can I have it back? No.
$200?
You do that. If you want me to give it back, you have a cop come and tell me that this is a real ID. If you get the police involved, they'll run the license number on it, or they'll run your name, and they'll see that it's either an A, fake ID, or B, it is a real ID, but it's not scanning. That doesn't happen. Sometimes they don't scan. And the ones that I look at that I think are real but don't scan, I will give back and say, it's not coming up. I don't think it's fake, but I can't verify it. Good luck somewhere else. And those are really only issued. Like, those are the ones that are, it's 2024. If they're issued in 2024, it might not be in the system yet. I don't think it's fake most of the time with those ones, with the current issues. But I'm not going to say no and then have you have the police come and tell me that I'm wrong. Because then you're either going to be understanding about it or you're going to be a dick about it. And if you're a dick about it, you're not coming in anyway.